From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. In Pakistan today, militants attacked two truck depots. They destroyed more than 150 American military vehicles. The trucks were in the frontier city of Peshawar and were loaded with supplies for NATO forces in neighboring Afghanistan. Travel between those two countries is never easy, but these attacks raise serious questions about the safety of that key route of transit. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Pakistan's capital city, Islamabad.
The vital supply route running from the Pakistani port city of Karachi through the Khyber Pass and into Afghanistan has long been vulnerable to attacks by Islamist militants and criminals. Increasingly, Western convoys shuttling supplies to U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan have come under attack. But Sunday's pre-dawn assault on two truck depots outside the volatile frontier city of Peshawar was the largest, the most brazen attack to date. Police say more than 200 militants armed with heavy weapons swarmed the two transit depots and set fire to scores of vehicles bound for Afghanistan, including armored Humvees and other military vehicles, fire engines, and dump trucks. At least one guard was reported killed. The bold assault on the truck depots raises concerns about the security of the critical supply route. About three-quarters of supplies for Western troops in landlocked Afghanistan are trucked through Pakistan. And the attacks on the convoys over the past few months have grown increasingly larger, more audacious. Less than 1 month ago, insurgents hijacked more than a dozen vehicles in the Khyber Agency region. Pakistan briefly closed the bustling Khyber Pass while it arranged for more security. That beefed-up security still proved insufficient when just last week nearly two dozen trucks were also set on fire at another truck stop near Peshawar. U.S. and NATO officials in Afghanistan say the loss in this recent attack was insignificant and that it will not affect operations. Still, NATO has been looking for alternative routes through Central Asia. It's a more expensive option, but could also be much safer. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Islamabad.